What are you singing? What are you singing?
Oh my gosh, that scared me.
I don't know. What are you singing? That's what scared me, and you won't let me make a Vine video of it.
Slowly.
What is that from?
It's from Phantom of the Opera.
Yo, you say that like I've never seen Phantom of the Opera, all right?
You've never been to the theater?
This is a trick question.
We must see a show.
Is this
show.
What they would ask people in the military before it was don't ask, don't tell and all that stuff? No.
Why? No shows ever?
I mean, like, when I was a kid, I think I saw Midsummer Night's Dream because the class went to see it at some horrible theater.
You need some culture.
No, I've seen The Godfather a lot. I'm good. I've seen Aliens 3 8 times.
Slowly,
director's cut.
Gently.
Are you a big theater person?
I mean, I like shows, yeah.
Do you like show tunes or shows?
I like show tunes, too.
They disgust me.
I mean, it depends. I mean, I don't like some of the cheesy ones.
There's one that's stuck in my head because I had to edit the audio back when I had an actual job in radio.
Yeah.
And they were doing a movie review, or Rent had been released on DVD, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I had to use as the bed for the review the
yeah.
800 kajillion years and 14 hours, however that song goes.
I mean,
I was stuck in my head like a bitch.
The thing is that, I mean, there's a couple good songs in there, but really that show was just too much rah-rah gayness for me.
Well, everyone's got AIDS. That's the brilliant Trey Parker, Matt Stone take on it.
Yeah, I mean, but
seen
that didn't
in
come
Team
out.
America.
I had seen it much earlier than that, and I just thought, wow, that's super gay. Like,
why?
Gay
why
squared.
Does that matter?
Why does it matter? Because I don't like rah-rah anything. I'm a woman, and I don't like rah-rah women, Rosie the Riveter.
Oh, yeah? You seem to
top.
Like rah-rah juicing and kombuchas and rah-rah chia seeds. You're like those people who are secretly homophobic, and they're like, I don't want to see straight people kissing either. But you don't really have an issue with it. It's just kind of...
I really don't like. I don't like those movies that just try to...
They're called romances.
No, like rah-rah blackness and all that. I don't want to, you know, that's enough. All right. Forget it. It's too over the top. I don't like rah-rah romance. I'm not rah-rah anything. We already had this discussion.
So
I had
like
no
the Cosby Show disgusted you?
I mean, I just wasn't, it didn't throw me.
Really?
Nope.
You're like, what? Who is he? Huey P. Newton? Get him off my TV. Boo!
I mean, I'm just not over the top. I mean, that's just
there
too
was
much.
Literally zero militant about the Cosby Show. It wasn't rah-rah anything. They were trying to be not rah-rah and just say we're black, but we're human.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, a black doctor.
Jesus Christ.
And a black lawyer or whatever she is. That's right. That's the typical black American family right there.
There's something so much worse about your racism compared to mine. So you would watch My Little Pony and be like, oh, this is fine. And then the Cosby comes on.
That's unrealistic.
And you're like, what kind of BS is this? What mythological beasts? Good Lord. Good Lord.
I'm just saying,
wow.
Come on.
Wow.
Now you're making me like a bad person 2 episodes in a row.
Did you watch American History X and just fan yourself? Like, he's like, not welcome, Murray, and pulls out his mantee. Or are you just like, oh, the vapors.
No, but I'm
this
just
big
not.
Big swastika.
I mean, I'm just not over the top. I'm not going to, you know, for any whatever. No, it's just not my thing.
Really?
No, I'm not an activist.
Ambivalence at any cost. So, to you, the Cosby Show is activism.
Yes. I don't participate.
You're like,
in
what is this subversive junk?
You're making my cheeks hurt. Come on. That's not nice.
What did those Jews put on the TV today?
Monkeys in space, I'll buy that.
Yeah.
They flew the ship there, John.
So. You would crush an episode of Mr. Ed. Be like, that's fine.
That's believable.
Yeah, exactly. He was quite talkative for an equine.
It's about
and then you'd flip away from Nick at Night to the Cosby Show. Boo!
That
Boo!
That isn't realistic.
Why isn't Rudy in jail? Why doesn't Theo have teardrop tattoos?
I'm just saying. It wasn't my favorite.
I learned more and more about you. Are you from like the Northeast? Isn't everyone very liberal there?
I'm not. I mean, I'm conservative.
Yeah, but I know conservatives that aren't filled with race hate.
I'm not filled with race hate either. I love everybody, but I'm not over the top. I'm a woman, and I don't be like, I deserve the same rights as man, and blah, blah, blah.
You're not over the top with this. I don't deserve a punch to my face if I burn dinner. Business.
I'm just saying it's ridiculous.
What is this equal suffrage silliness? Get back in the kitchen.
I mean, that's like people who have been circumcised and they feel like they've been wrongfully circumcised. And now they've gone to this whole movement of, you know, getting their foreskin back. I mean, come on. That's a little over the top. Like, it's already gone. Give it up. Like, what do you need to just go over the top a foundation and
like
an organization?
I like how you equate these weird radical beliefs with a black family that is upper middle class.
With a foreskin being.
Yeah. Someone who's digging through medical waste to stitch together 18 little foreskins like Leatherface and give him his own back. That's as weird to you as a black man laying his hands on you in a medical capacity.
No. And you know what? It's funny that racism, I really was not exposed
to it. Hasn't died yet?
No, it really, I mean, when I moved to Northern Virginia, I was surprised. It was just wide-eyed.
I feel so welcome.
No, it's funny. And people would be like, are you not from around here? Or, like, I was almost kind of on the outs.
Did you want to chain them to the truck or did I have to?
But I worked with a lot of nurses who said, you know, if my daughter ever came home with a black man, that'd be it. That'd be over. And I would be like, well, what if he's a nice guy? Like, who cares? Like, and I said, what if he was a physician? And I'd be like, And then it was.
I like how you added that in your own voice. You're like, what if he was a nice guy? Who cares? You're right.
But I was like, what if he's a doctor? What if he's, what if he's got a good job?
Let's just sandwich everything we have to. Try not to interrupt the flow. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio, at Papa's Basement on Twitter. With me today, this lovely little...
Ta-da.
This Faruksa Balk or whatever her name was from American History X. That's Allison Frank.
Wow.
She's on Twitter, at Allison Frank, A-L-L-I-S-0-N, Frank. Show's website in papasbasement.com. Go there and click on the iTunes subscription link at the top of the page. That's the best thing you can do for us. Give us an actual subscription, write a review, and then go right back to listening however you want to do it. You don't have to use iTunes, just write the review. Back to you and the doctors, the black doctors, who are apparently are unicorns to you.
They're not. I'm for the black doctors. And
really?
I'm just saying, like, hey, who cares? What if he's a nice guy? So you'd rather have your daughter be with some, you know, low rent white guy because living in a trailer just because he's white and he doesn't treat her well? And they said yes for real. They're not even joking. And then sometimes I would say something
because people can be like that. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, for whatever, I'm trying to think back to, like, my old man was always racially cool. I've talked about this before. Like, I grew up looking at nothing but Spanish ass.
Yeah,
he would never flip away from Telemundo. And one time, it was, I think, like, the Do You Really Want Me video came on with Salt-N-Pepa. And I was like, hey, what about black chicks, Dad? I was like 10. And at first he's like, you know what? It's all black in the dark. And I'm like, wow, that was profound. He actually dropped the C-bomb, too, which is great because he's a Greek immigrant. So it's like, where were you that you learned such, like, a word I didn't even know until later on in my cursing career? He's like, all C-bomb, black in the dark.
Wow.
But then he did express something like, I don't know if I'd exactly be cool with you coming home married to one, but whatever.
Oh, my.
I don't think he would have cared that much. I had the half black. What do you want to qualify my ex as? She was mostly black because the non-black half was like Indian. So she wasn't particularly lighter. Yeah. Was Mother Deer upset when I brought her home, despite the fact that she was intelligent? And
yeah, she wasn't cool with it, really.
Really? But did she hate her as a person? Because you have to admit.
She didn't like her. I don't think she likes her because I don't think she likes anyone who likes you.
I was going to say, you have to toss in there. My mom's never been cool with a white broad I brought home either. Yeah. They're all like, it's very nice to the face. And as soon as they leave, it's like eye roll.
Yeah.
Because not all of them are scum, mind you. Yeah.
No. I just think that that's kind of taking her role, I guess, their attention away
from
her.
Of course. Of course. We'll get through her. I don't know if that would be Oedipal stuff, her half of the Oedipal stuff. We'll put it that way.
But it was bad. It was really, really bad. And it's funny. I would say, oh, my gosh, you guys should see. Like, we'd have a waiting room out front with the patients as we were calling them back for their treatments. And I'd say, there is the cutest little black baby out there. You should go see. And they would go, don't say black. And I was like, I think they know their kid is black because they're holding it.
Yeah.
Like, they're not surprised. Like, I didn't tell them something they didn't know.
Did they just scream oxymoron as soon as you said that?
I mean, it's funny. They just were, I mean, racism.
You're like, the cutest little black you hear down the hall. Try again.
But they were also very catty, too. So they would talk about people, and it was just unreal. I mean, that was one of the worst places I ever worked as far as that dynamic goes. So,
well, have you... I'm not going to say you're racist because apparently even though the Huxtables disgusted you to your core, you're not racist.
It didn't disgust me to my core. It wasn't my favorite program.
Really?
Yeah.
I loved it as a kid.
Well, you can
have until The Simpsons came along. Mm-hmm. Then you couldn't pay me to watch it.
I'm just saying it's fun enough.
Well, have you ever dated a man the color of the jacket you're currently wearing?
Blue? No.
Try again. Try again, Zippy.
I've been on a date with a black man. Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tell me about this black gentleman.
This black gentleman was someone that picked me up at the grocery store.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I was at a grocery store in Purcellville.
I want to hear about this.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Because this is really what happened.
All right. So there's a black guy, and he's got, if we're going to stereotype, does he have black guy confidence in game?
Oh, yeah. And he's very big. He's very muscular.
He's just
muscular.
Like stroking a plantain as he walks over.
No, but he could
have. He just says, mine's bigger, and then starts talking to you.
No, but he was very muscular, very built. Kind of like a black.
Terry Crews. He sounds like Terry Crews.
Like a black Vin Diesel or. What's
Blacker Vin Diesel.
Or or Dwayne Johnson.
Oh.
Yeah.
Again,
so like
someone
the Rock.
Was like half rock. Yeah.
Yeah.
Half black already.
Yeah. Anyhow, I went.
You're like, he's like a black Booker T from the WWE.
Anyway, I was in the grocery store, but I was actually doing a job in Purcellville. So I was about, I don't know, 40 minutes early. So I went into the grocery store.
You keep saying Purcellville. Is that like a very white area? What is Purcellville for those?
Well, just, I meant the location because it's relevant to the story later on.
Oh, I see. Well, we have so many listeners in seats of power in both LA and New York. So,
well, it's very close
they're
to
gonna
Dulles.
They're going to hear Purcellville and Dulles, and they'll be like, oh, so many shows have been around. Wasn't Entourage set there?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
So just paint a picture what Purcellville and Dulles are. That's all I'm asking.
It's close to DC, and that's our team, the Redskins. So.
Yeah. Close to DC, but they're very suburban. Purcellville being almost rural.
Anyhow, so I was early for work, and so I went in and I got some watermelon, and then I was
out
in my car.
Come on.
For real?
Really?
This is the truth.
This is how the black guy picking you up starts. Yeah. You grabbed a watermelon and he heard it from across the grocery. Is that it?
Anyhow, he comes up to me in his car, and he pulls up beside me, and I'm just...
He's outside a grocery.
Yeah, but he had gotten his groceries, and he had went to his car, but then he moved his car. And then he came up to next to me and he said, hey, didn't you see me looking at you in the grocery store? And
now, how did he sound? Was he urban sounding or quote unquote white sounding?
Regular sounding. Just regular.
Okay, that's white.
Like, I mean, he's not like, girl, you see me looking at you. No, he wasn't.
He didn't walk up and just start talking about toe sucking immediately.
No. So okay. He said, didn't you see me looking at you in there? And I said,
I like the balls on this guy. That's what it must be like to be like
said,
in shape,
yeah,
and stuff.
But maybe I had something in my teeth or something. And then he said, no, you have very strong features. And I started laughing and I was like,
and he opened up your jacket and you're like, how's this for strong? And it's just a Confederate flag.
And I said, strong, like masculine. And he was like, that's when he went kind of black. And he was like, girl, do you think I'd be talking to you if I thought you was a man? That I guess
and
not.
That's when your heart melted.
Yeah. Anyhow, we talked for a little bit and he was in a Mercedes.
Nice.
And he asked if I would.
If we had to ask you, he stole it, right?
No.
Oh.
He was very well manicured, very well like groomed and dress decent, you know, clean or whatever.
So according to you, trying to act like one of us.
I mean, he wasn't dressed in FUBU and gold chains.
Okay.
You know what I mean? He wasn't like a Lil Wayne.
I'll
with
stop
his
throwing you under the racist bus now. You're not playing along. Oh, I just sound like a freak.
Anyhow, so he asked me if I could help him do a favor. He said he was having one of his cars repaired down the street.
I thought you were going to say one of his famous barbecues. See,
I could, if I could follow him there to drop him off there.
I like the balls on this guy.
And so I did. It was just a little bit away, and then I did. And then I guess he asked for my number. And I said, why don't you give me yours? And he says, no, it's polite for the guy to call or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And he said if I could have, and I gave him my number and we went out.
How did it go?
Well, he turned out, he was a strength and training coach for one of the Redskins.
Really?
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good for him.
He was one of them. I think they have several strength and training coaches or whatever. But yeah.
He was the penis strength trainer.
Maybe, I don't know. He didn't seem
pelvic
gay.
Pelvic thrusting expert.
He didn't seem gay to me. He's
did
very,
I say gay?
Oh my gosh, he was very masculine.
He was all man.
That's what I can tell you.
Well, he sounded very affluent and successful and confident.
Very confident.
So what happened?
We went out a couple times.
We already just went from one date to a couple. Continue.
He did some work with some special needs kids, and because I'm a nurse, and then we did an event together, whatever.
You mean like the way I'm not?
Anyhow, he's a nice guy. But then it was a turnoff point for me when...
When he tried to kiss you on the 19th date?
Correct, actually. Mm-hmm. And his mouth was full of a double cheeseburger. And I think because of his status,
was it really, or is that like some stereotype?
I don't know. That was a real thing. And then he was like some of these effects. Like,
did he say, let me feed you, baby bird, before he did it?
No.
Oh, then it wasn't trying to
and
be cute.
And I was like, dude, your mouth is full of burger. Like, that's nasty. And I think he was the type of guy that he just wasn't used to being told no.
Yeah.
But he wasn't offended. I mean, he still called me after that and everything.
I was going to say, did he beat you savagely afterward?
Nobody could have, probably, with just one little ping. Like, he was a big dude. He's tall. Probably 6'4 or something.
Wow.
6'3. And just muscles. Just all,
muscles for
all,
days.
All muscles.
I'm just picturing Terry Crews this whole time.
I don't know who Terry Crews is, but...
You'll recognize him when you see him.
But this guy's handsome. Very handsome man. Like I'm saying, like a Vin
Sounds
Diesel.
Sounds like you blew it.
Huh?
Sounds like you blew it pretty hard.
No, I mean, I think he just travels around and gets a lot of tail.
He does.
That's not my style.
I love women who think someone who has that amount of confidence and is in that kind of shape and drives a Mercedes isn't getting tail.
Well, he
left
had two.
Right.
He had two Mercedes.
Oh, exactly. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a man who deserves it. It's not even that he's being a pig. He literally deserves it. He's accomplished that much in life.
He smelled nice, too. I can tell you that.
Oh, that nice black guy, good cologne smell.
It was delicious.
A lot of football players, if you're around them, they have that nice black guy with good cologne smell.
Oh, really?
I mean that.
It's very good.
From working at the sports station every so often, we would have people in.
Yeah.
And especially the dudes who had kind of moved past the field. Brian Mitchell.
Yeah.
Used to host a show at the station. Beamish would always come in smelling of a very delightful cologne. Not kidding.
Well, there's something to
be said. It's a very nice scent. You're just like... that's pleasant.
Yeah, I like it. So we talked for a while after that, but I really wasn't interested.
When was this? Was this before I entered the picture?
No, I think I knew you then.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would have encouraged you just so I could get another Redskins hookup.
I mean, he's nice. I don't think I have his number anymore. I mean, he called me for a while after that.
Are you Facebook buddies?
No. Mm-mm. No.
Why is that old guy waving? Did you see that?
Oh, now they're looking because we're looking.
Oh no. Feedback loop. Feedback stare loop. I hate that. I was just looking because it looked like he was waving his old man fart.
Oh, my. Probably was.
Fanning it out.
Who knows?
Everybody's hands go up and they stay. And then he's just waving them back and forth.
Yikes. Oh, they're still looking.
Oh, now he's looking at us and he's laughing because we're waving and mimicking him. This is awkward. I don't want to make eye contact with you, dude. I'm doing
it. I wish there was a shade.
You go and make eye contact. That's your job.
No, I don't.
Yes.
Hi. Oh, no. No, they're not looking anymore.
Oh, okay. We're safe. Thank God. It scared the piss out of me.
Do people know that there's a window linking the two studios? So that's what we can see. We can see next door.
You're right.
Recording.
Thank you for insisting we paint an image with our words. We are in what's called the B studio, the non-live studios, where I like to record. And in the live studio is an older gentleman. Yeah. And the two studios are side by side with soundproof walls.
Yeah.
But they put they've a also... Window, a soundproof huge. Window, yeah. Like there's a space in between these two panes.
Yeah.
So no sound gets in between them, but you kind of just can look at each other. It's very bizarre.
Because it's a big window.
Everyone knows, because every so often there's like this really, on Wednesdays around 6, there's a very, I don't know if it's just because I haven't had any in a while. But there's a pretty skinny white girl with a nice pair that does good things for me.
Oh, really?
Oh, I'm a fan of her work.
Oh, yeah. You told me about this.
The last time, I was in here with Howard the last time, and she happened to be in here again.
Oh, really? That's what
it was. I wanted to kiss the window.
You should have.
I wanted to pull out my nipples like Midnight Express.
Or your Wang Chung.
I did that segment on the air.
Oh, my.
Talking about that, leaving the imprint of it on the window. Oh. That little heat imprint.
Oh. Yikes.
And we haven't used that episode for the weekend yet because I figured that might be a little over the top. Like, I didn't want people calling in being like, that was too dirty. He talked about pressing it to the glass. And I'm like, you know what? It wasn't too explicit. Why is a kid listening to this anyhow? Apparently, gross. We get a lot of kid listeners on Saturday. Why did they make it that far in the episode? First of all, what kid isn't watching Saturday morning or afternoon cartoons? We're on at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
What kid is just sitting there? That kid's going to be the Unabomber if he's watching public access at 3 p.m. The least of your worries is him learning... learning various slang for the female anatomy.
They could teach us a thing or two. Now, forget it. They're just
These kids today?
Yeah, saturated with stuff. And the slang they use, you're like, whoa, that's nasty. So, what else you got?
What else?
Yeah.
I like that segue. Yeah. I was this close to leaping in and rescuing you.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, eh, what else?
Yeah, come on.
Let's just get to the next thing.
Give me the meat and potatoes.
We got two things. Look.
Yeah. I'm ready.
Actually, we got three things. What the hell was... What did we just talk about the last 20 minutes?
The strength
the whole race thing. Yeah.
Strength and training coach.
Remind me to put that on the outline. That might be what we describe the episode as.
Racism. But I'm not a racist. I love everyone.
Sure.
I'm just not rah-rah anything. That's what I'm saying.
But when people say they're not rah-rah anything, it means they are for what the current status quo is.
No.
Like a more conservative status quo.
I just don't like anything that's over the top.
Like over the top heterosexuality? Does that disgust you?
Yeah. I mean, if you're just going to go on and on and on about your relationship and how a man and a woman and blah, 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 I don't want to hear it. That's enough. I know the birds and the bees. Okay. You got a kid. Woo.
All right.
The end.
I'll let you slide on this because we got a couple things to get to. And we got about a half hour to piss away.
Okay.
Three topics.
Yeah.
Red wedding.
Okay.
Your initial reactions to Twitter, you finally joined it.
Yeah, I know.
After, you've social mediaed on the weirdest sites, and yet Twitter, one of the big ones, you ignored.
I know, I just didn't really
get
into
it. You're like, I'm on this new site, Flim Flam, where there's eight people, and they're all in love with me.
Three magicians.
Yeah, but you can't do
Twitter.
And
a human egg.
It's always weird, the stuff you find.
Oh, golly.
The apps on your phone...
I actually don't have, the only one I have now is Twitter.
Really?
That's the only app I have. I haven't downloaded any other.
None of your grinders and hoagies?
No, I don't even know what you're talking about anymore.
Well, Grindr is the man-on-man app. Like, that would be everything you hate.
Because
you would get on Grindr and you'd be like, how much gay sex do we need here? Come on.
So you're on there and it's cool.
Of course, I crush on it. I'm on Grindr, geez.
Because they love the man bears.
Our good pal, H. Allen Scott, remember? He was on the show, and then he's like, they have Grindr for straight people. It's called Blender. I tried Blender for 2 seconds.
Why? What is it?
It's just talk.
Oh.
It's just, I like your photo, let's talk. It's not men getting what they need.
What is that site?
Grindr. That's Grindr.
But what's
that's the thing that makes you wish you were gay, where it's just, it sniffs out people within like 20 feet of you, and you just raise one eyebrow and they raise the other one, and you're in the men's john 2 seconds later.
But there's no version for
taking care of needs
for men who like women.
It's called Blender, and would the women ruin it? You want to pull the grinder stuff, I guess, because I don't know grinder's interface. You're
but
not
maybe because
trick me
you're
that
too
easily.
Subtle. Maybe you're just not one of those guys that says.
I screwed around on it for 5 seconds. I literally, and then I just went back to Tinder, which I'm thinking is the same thing, like straight picture cruising and all that stuff. And that's just.
But why don't you just tell the woman, hey, let's slam dance? Do you tell them that?
I should be like, hey, look, my mom doesn't get home from work until 6.
Yeah.
And I'll lock the kittens in the other room.
Right.
Let's bang.
Yeah.
Let's bang on my twin bed.
Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean,
the comforter's old as hell. You can do things all over it.
See? Now I'm intrigued. Now I almost want to do you.
It does sound great, right? It's like Mission Impossible. It's like this race against time.
No, because it's like a unicorn. Like, who lives at home in a twin bed with the comforter they had since they were a toddler? I'm in. Let me go check out this freak show. See?
Exactly.
You're reeling them in now.
And have sex with him. Allow his DNA near mine.
Maybe you should be a little less specific there.
Oh, okay. I thought women liked honesty.
I mean,
especially in a dating profile.
Just say, let's have sex. That's fine enough. That's plenty. That's good.
Really? It doesn't show my wit so much, though.
I mean, you could say something clever. Like,
let's have sex and then, like, a winky emoticon?
No, no winking. You don't want to say, hey, this is funny or I'm joking. You really want sex, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Okay, then don't wink.
Last time I had, it's been a while, but I remember.
That's probably your problem. You're probably doing too much winking.
Pretty solid.
Not enough putting it out there, what you really want. What you really, really want.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Thank Why don't you, Polish just ask spice. For it? Just ask for
just
it.
Just screwing?
Slam dance, whatever.
Let me get in a bit better shape.
Who cares? I thought you just wanted a bone.
Yeah, but I feel like when you got the gut going, you got to almost apologize. Like, I want to bone you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you have to go through this, but I want to do you.
Why don't you just say?
Again, I apologize in advance.
Hey, I'm out of shape. What's wrong with that?
I just got a text from mom. Oh. My idol, Esther Williams, has passed. She was 91.
Oh.
I got a text her back. Hold on. How the hell was she your idol?
Oh, my.
This is so weird. My mom never went into water dance. I'm kind of confused.
Yeah.
Not even water sports. Hi-oh.
Hi, you.
All right. I had to text back. Thanks for keeping the momentum going while I was gone. Jesus, really?
You're
Silence
welcome.
Followed by yawn?
What yawn? Where?
What milk do you want to go with your cookies for nap time?
Oh, I could go for some milk and cookies. After all them chia seeds, I earned it.
Well, we got about 25 minutes. You think you can?
I'm good. I'm totally good. Come
really?
On. Bring it.
You sound like you need a burping and a baba.
And my comfy spot.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? Come on.
And then I'll wake you in time to watch Dora.
Yeah. So, Red Wedding, what about it?
We got Red Wedding, we got Twitter, and we got vaginal elasticity.
Oh, golly, Ned. Seriously?
Yeah. It's an important topic. The kids, they're all about it.
Yeah, well, let's talk about it.
Really? You want to do that segment?
Yeah, come on.
I'm down.
All right.
Let's discuss this one.
If we're going to talk about you just asking for what you want, you might as well not ask for a stretched out one.
Actually, we should probably do the Red Wedding. It's still like vaguely topical right now. The vag thing is what we call an evergreen, Allison. We can do that spot whenever.
I gotcha. But the Red Wedding, okay.
Red Wedding is one of the few times I truly regret that we're not actually a live show, except we are this episode. Whatever day you're listening to it, 2 hours tops we did this.
That's
before
right.
You're hearing it.
That's right.
But this Monday, we put up an episode that might have been recorded about a week ahead of time. So even though I was tweeting like a madman about what happened on Game of Thrones,
right?
Which you are as big a fan
I
of
like
it as
it,
I am, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Seen every episode, all that?
Yep, every all right. episode.
Anything HBO ever done that you like more than Game of Thrones, or is that your top?
I mean, I like Dexter.
That's Showtime.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. That is Showtime. I just was thinking cable.
It's weird to me, though. You would actually mention those like in the same. Now, is it just an enjoyment thing or a quality thing?
I mean, I think
for
Dexter's,
my money, Dexter's dog ass on the boots of the King of the North. it's a bad show overall. It used to be okay.
No, I mean, it was very, I mean, this, to me, I think John Lithgow killed it with, the Trinity Killer and all that.
Season one and season four were the good ones.
Oh, man, it was so good. I mean, that was just brilliant. But the character, I mean, really, when it was being developed and all that, and with Doakes, that was the first one. So
the problem
with
Dexter, they had to pull him away from anything resembling a real killer.
Yeah.
Here's a hint, people.
But when people, when he got the wife and everything, everyone's rolling their eyes.
Mass murderers are sociopaths. They have no human empathy. Season one, where he's like, I keep around this broad and it's great because we don't have to sleep together. And she's this amazing cover for me.
Yeah.
Because she's got the two kids. That made sense. All of a sudden, it's like, bah! My wife was killed. I've got a kid to raise. I need to date more. What the F? Come on. It's a horrible show now.
Well, I mean,
I know some like really conservative girls who are very into Dexter. Like, saving yourself for marriage type conservative. Yeah. I'm listening to country music. When's the next season of Dexter?
Yeah, but you can watch Dexter like, as long as you're not watching witchcraft.
I'm just saying if that person, if that type of person's into Dexter.
Yeah, but they can't watch Disney movies.
He's probably moved away from his kind of scary roots.
I guess. But I did like that show.
What am I talking about? Maybe it's just a Ted Bundy thing where it's like, you didn't kill those girls, did you, Teddy?
I mean, I like Game of Thrones, but I don't necessarily like the mystical, magical when they try to sneak some of that in.
They do very little magic on that show. I think that's why people like it.
Yeah.
Because Dungeons and Dragons, dorky.
Yeah.
Just swords and breasts. We can get behind that.
Yeah.
The dragons, sure, okay, whatever. There's like, what, one spell a season or something like that?
If so I'm glad they kind of keep that under wraps because that would really kill it for me. So if they go bananas with that, then...
I love it. Yeah. Everyone loves it. I think it's already...
The magic? Or just
no,
the
No. The magic, whatever. I don't care about that. The show. I think the show is very well done. It's already their second place show ever behind just Sopranos. Or it used to be True Blood and Sopranos were the only shows they had ever done more popular. And that was going into season three.
I've never
seen
True Blood.
They must have buried True Blood by now.
Yeah.
True Blood now is pathetic. True Blood is like the 40-year-old former trophy wife of the plastic surgeon. Yeah. And she's had like three of his kids. And she's out doing Pilates and tennis and all that stuff. And he could just care less. Game of Thrones is his hot new assistant.
I gotcha.
And she's got some jugs. She's half Cuban, so she's got some ass going in her little scrubs.
That is the hot new thing. I gotcha.
Every season so far, there's been a trend where a big event from the book is the next to the last episode. Season one, if you haven't watched it right now, just stop for the rest of the episode.
Yeah.
Just listen to download the first half of this episode twice so I get the same amount of gigs counted towards my limits and all that stuff. I'm going to spoil the hell out of Game of Thrones.
Oh, God.
You've been warned. We're starting now.
Okay.
Season one, next to the last episode, Ned gets his head whacked off.
Right.
Season two, the next to the last episode, it really wasn't like a big spoiler kind of like, oh my God event, but there was what, the Battle of King's Landing,
I
guess.
It was
like
big.
But
you didn't know who was gonna take it and all that by that episode.
It definitely wasn't the impact of Ned losing his head though, just like, holy S, did that just happen?
Right.
This was a big battle, and I've heard from those who have read the books, it was a very big event in the books. But if you're watching the show, you're just like, it's a battle. The little midget guy got his face hacked up. Okay. This last week, so we're talking the June 2nd episode.
Yeah.
Contained an event called the Red Wedding.
Yeah.
Which I'm going to just put it right out there now. What happened had already been spoiled for me.
Why?
I had a friend, my friend Tony. His birthday
today. He told you?
It's his birthday today.
Yeah. See, nobody told me,
Happy
but
birthday,
I knew.
Happy birthday, Tony.
I could see something right even from the beginning of the episode when the king was just over the top.
I figured,
for his wife.
Had I not known what was going on, there's enough foreshadowing where you're like, something bad's gonna
happen.
And
then the other, his pal there, got the hot wife, the hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I thought, oh. This
not the
is,
hot wife in the cuckold sense, the actual attractive wife. Yeah. Hot wife means something else these days with these kids, Allison.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, man. When he
sorry. My mom texted me back about Esther Williams. You never saw my scrapbooks dedicated to her? Oh. I wanted her to be my mother. I should be laughing. My mom's mom was kind of a turd. She's the reason my mom's so overbearing, because she was my dream mom.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, there's the playground. Don't get raped by. I'm going 3 hours away to shop. Don't touch any hobos.
That's right. He's not kidding.
No. Oh, no. My mom and my grandma could not have been more opposite sides of
a coin.
That's
true. That really is true. Yeah.
I mean, she was totally left to fend for herself and completely alone her whole childhood. And I guess that's why she had me and was like, you're going to be my best friend.
So Tony ruined it for you.
Well, he goes, we're talking about season three. And Tony, this is the guy, he has no regard for spoilers. I'm sure he's been mentioned on air. Tony came back from The Sixth Sense. I remember this very vividly, our freshman year of college together. We're roommates. And I'm like, oh, how was The Sixth Sense? I saw the commercials for it. Was it any good? It was all right. Bruce Willis was dead the whole time. That's literally his review of The Sixth Sense. And I'm like, excuse me? He's like, you know, people are talking about the twist ending. That's it. And from then on, I've simply known if you don't want anything spoiled, you can't talk to Tony about it. And you, if he brings it up, he's like, have you seen such and such? You have to be like, no, and don't talk about it. Mm-hmm. I don't want it ruined. Because he doesn't care. You can never go like, ah, gotcha, back at him. Because he doesn't care. He literally wants everything told to him ahead of time. So he feels he's doing you a favor. And you want to get the drop on him like, oh, you haven't seen Empire? Guess what? Vader's his dad. And he's like, oh, really? Cool. And you're just like, oh, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, I have a friend
so
like that.
The Red Wedding comes up, and he hasn't even read the books, mind you. He's just crushed the wikis. Oh. Like, it's even worse. Like, it's even dirtier. He's just pretty much gone to a spoiler page. So the Red Wedding is this big event where I think Robb Stark, one of the kings vying for the throne, yank, yank, yank. It all sounds nerdy if you haven't seen it, so don't worry. Robb Stark wronged this guy by not marrying one of his daughters.
Right.
So Robb gets one of his guys. He's like, look, I didn't marry one of your daughters because I got this hot piece of ass, but I'll get one of my men who's pretty high up to marry one of your daughters, and hopefully it evens out. And this guy, like, in theory, says, that's fine. Come over. We'll have a big wedding. Turns out it's the ambush. Everyone gets killed.
Right. Everybody.
Characters that we have come to know and love for three seasons. Not so much Robb. I think everyone kind of hates Robb. But
why? I liked him.
I know a lot of people that think Rob's a douche-sickle.
Why? He's so fine.
He never rubbed me the wrong way, but it wasn't like I liked him either. Yeah. Whereas Jon Snow, that's like a dreamy man who gets things done. Says what?
No, I mean, he does. And kind of because
Ned, you liked.
Yeah.
Robb dying, you're just kind of like, eh. And
Catherine were rooting for him, and he had won every battle up until then.
He was kicking some ass.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, he was a big
dog
on campus.
He was doing okay. He was like the Chargers going into the postseason.
He had good intentions. He didn't really want to do things, you know.
He wasn't as evil and played out as the Lannister family, one of the rival clans.
No, I mean, he had his dad's code.
He seemed pretty idealistic. Yeah. So everyone gets killed. His wife gets killed right after patting her baby bump.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I'm going to name it after your dad.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, you mean his dad dead? Because that's what the baby is, too. So maybe the most graphic thing, there's all this throat slashing and everything. To me, the most graphic part was how they start the party. They just run over and keep stabbing her and the god darn baby. I almost slipped up there. The baby bump.
Yeah.
And turn it into this bowl of red jello.
Yeah, it was not good. Yeah,
that was grotesque.
It was bad. It was really bad.
It, again, been spoiled for me. because I'm talking with Tony. He's like, oh, has the red wedding come yet? And I dropped the ball. I'm like, the red wedding? What's that? Why did I do that? Why did I do that? He's like, oh, you know, everyone dies. Rob, his mom. I'm like, what? You? Okay, I just tell me the rest. He's like, no, I told you everything. Like, I couldn't even salvage anything. Like, it wasn't even like in the middle of the rape. I'm like, no, keep going. I'm starting to like it. Like, trying to take some control on the matter. No, I just, I couldn't have a single triumph that day. No,
clean sweep. Those are the big ones.
Yeah. He's like, nah, everyone gets killed. There you go. I'm like, wow, thanks.
Yeah.
And for the rest of the season, everyone I know who's read the books, pretty much just my friend Aaron, but maybe a couple other people are like, I bet it ends at the red wedding. And sure enough, it did.
Yeah.
Everyone online on Twitter freaking the hell out.
Oh, yeah. They blew up.
There's now just a series of red wedding reaction videos, kind of like two girls, one cup reaction videos. Just people who are watching the red wedding going like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's bad.
The show, it's weird to me how much more accessible it seems than The Sopranos, because everything they're getting credit for, where no one is sacred.
Yeah.
All this, that's, The Sopranos did the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Sopranos, a better show, even higher quality. Yeah. As good as Game is. But
some people don't like it, though.
The Sopranos?
Yeah, my friend Brian, he says it's overrated.
Will loves to say that, too.
Yeah.
And you just want to look at him and be like, that's because you're dumb. And you don't appreciate good things.
But I try to get some people. I told people that, that I liked Game of Thrones. I told my mom. My mom and I, we have a similar TV interest. And I told her, you know, just try it out. I'm not into all that mystical, magical stuff. And actually, she was with me when we went to go see Lord of the Rings. And we walked out.
I guess because it's much... Oh, yeah. Lord of the Rings sucks.
But I mean, if you... I mean, it kind of has that theme when you look at the clips
simpler.
And all
that. It's a drama at the end of the day. It's about like...
It is. And so I try to compare it maybe more to The Tudors or something, you know, so she would kind of... You know, say like it's more.
The Sopranos is like a character study. Like you're really learning Tony inside and out. And it's so nuanced that by the end, you've learned certain characters so well. King of the Hill had the same thing where they could do the most subtle thing.
Right.
And you're like, ah, classic Dale Gribble. Yeah. And it would be funny as hell to you. And someone seeing that as the first episode is like, what the F is this guy talking about? And Game of Thrones lacks that, but it's just a very, I don't want to call it a broad drama because they do it very well. It's just not the deepest thing ever.
Yeah.
No, it's, I mean, so it's appealing. Good. I guess, too, I can't tell you how many girls are into it because of Daenerys. The mother of Queen of Dragons.
No.
A lot of girls are very girl power about her.
What?
Oh,
see,
yeah.
See, I'm not rah-rah that.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, why can't you just get raped by Khal Drogo a bunch? Just give him kids.
He was handsome.
Yeah, now she's going to bang that other guy.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, he did some pretty good deeds there. I mean, that'd make me cream my jeans.
That new tall guy, that freakishly tall man. I hate HBO. You know why I hate HBO? Because they came along and they got that gigantic vampire for True Blood. Was it Alex Skarsgård or whatever his name is?
Mm-hmm.
He's like the Swedish vampire. He plays Eric Northman. He's like Viking descendant in real life, I'm guessing. Hold on, I'm trying to burp up kombucha.
Oh. Don't say that.
Ladies, dry out those panties. And every chick sweats him. And it's because he's not even tall. He's super tall.
Oh.
It's like, thanks, HBO.
Yeah.
Thanks for teaching women that the only thing hotter than a tall guy is a really tall guy.
That's true.
It's like they've discovered, you know, it would be better than the girl next door with B cups. The girl next door with D cups.
Yeah,
guys are like, she's great. She's got even bigger boobs. Now they got this tall freak. The guy that Daenerys is soaking herself over. He's like, what, 6'5", no problem?
And that's delicious.
Just drives me nuts. Why can't they steam up over... I'm 5'9".
Well, Tom Cruise,
I'm fighting for 5'9". Can't they get some guy who's like 6 foot where I'm just like, okay, I understand that. I could put in my lifts like Carlton Banks and equal that. No, let's get the guy who could play point guard.
No, that's right. He's handsome.
Yeah, so. I guess.
Yeah.
I love that show. I can't wait for it to wrap up. This one's going to, I don't know when this episode will air. I don't know what order we're putting them out. Red Wedding's already done. Come and gone.
Yeah.
Biggest event on that show, though. Holy God.
Yeah. It blew. Everybody was talking about it.
I remember season one when Ned got his head chopped off. The show was not huge back then.
Yeah.
So a couple of people were walking around like, oh, what happened to Ned? And like, I heard enough about it that when I was watching it a year later, I was like, oh, God, I think I remember what happens to this cat. And it's Sean Bean. Of course he's going to die. The one time he plays a heroic character, of course he's got to go. And this one, season three, the show is massive.
Yeah.
Like, I think every celebrity out there was tweeting about this.
Yeah. It was pretty big. Big news. I dug it. I was glued.
Were
and
you?
A lot of times I just DVR it and I don't catch it till later, but I actually stayed up till whatever it is, 10 o'clock.
Nine.
No, I mean, till it ends.
Oh.
Because sometimes I'll start it and then I
DVR
it?
You act like it has commercials. You can play it at any time. You don't have to wait for it to finish.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, like, oh, you mean, oh, I see what you're saying. But I
what's weird is HBO Go will have the episode streaming by like 9:05. I wonder if it's the full episode though. Like, can you actually leap in front of the people watching it live and just crush the last 20 minutes and be like the biggest dick on Twitter?
I don't think you can.
And just tweet. I wonder, yeah, if it like somehow caps the episode,
yeah,
where
it
is live.
Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure.
You all right there?
Yep.
Someone seems a little sleepy.
It's all them chia seeds you gave me.
Really? Yeah. That I forced down your gullet?
I mean, that I had a couple of days ago.
I was like, eat these or die. This kombucha that was, I think, $16.48 a bottle.
That was like somebody bird fed me Jell-O. They chewed it up first.
Let's talk about you being new to Twitter.
Yeah, okay.
Let's wrap it up. We got 10 minutes.
All right.
If that. Allison, you finally joined Twitter.
I finally did.
Like any social site, it's got its own culture.
It really does. I don't know. It's pretty exciting. It's fun. But you really kind of got to work at it. I mean, if you want to get a fan following.
How about you let me talk for 5 damn seconds and then you get to talk. How's that sound?
Okay.
You all right there?
Yes, darling.
Twitter's whole thing is about getting followers,
right?
Because it's not like Facebook.
Right.
Or MySpace or anything else. It's not right. A, what would you call it, bilateral, both sides got to agree to it type thing. You can cultivate this whole, I have a ton of followers, but I'm not following a lot of people.
Correct.
And you kind of look badass by having a ton of followers.
Right.
That's one of the things you should walk away with in your first week on Twitter. Then you got the weird hashtags.
Yeah.
Hashtags being a topic people can talk about.
Right. That links the topics.
Exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So like during Game of Thrones, you would use hashtag GOT, hashtag Game of Thrones, hashtag Red Wedding. That's the problem. Right. There's too many damn hashtags. Mm-hmm. By the time you've included every relevant hashtag, you've got 12 characters to work with.
That's right.
You have to type, I like thee, and then just all these hashtags. That's it.
That's right.
That's why everyone sounds like a dunce on Twitter.
Well,
they got no room for anything.
Actually, that's what makes you sound clever, when you can really work and maximize those 140 characters, rather.
Well, what are you learning as a girl who is showing her buxomness on Twitter? Are the guys respectful?
That was your idea.
Well, you were like, hey, here's this photo of me, and you look like Slammy the secretary. You're like, should I use this as my photo? Sure, it beats you in your overalls or whatever.
I sent you the photo and I said, what should the hashtags be? And then you said, screw the hashtags. These are what the hashtags should be, but that should be your profile picture and that should be your background and that should be all that. And so I changed it. And you said, sex sells.
It
so
does.
Take it up a notch.
I kind of wish I could just push my hairy cleave together.
I could take some photos for you.
Really? Me licking one of them?
Something seductive. Maybe some cracker crumbs in there. You on your twin bed.
Well, tell me, any horror stories? What? How many guys are flirting with you? What's going on?
Don't
blow up anyone. I'm sure they're all listeners of the show. And if you...
There's no one to really blow up. I mean, everyone so far has been very nice. Yeah, no, nothing weird. I mean, I did get...
Really? You don't... Even I've got a really dedicated gay follower.
Right.
And every so often, he'll just get loaded and DM me.
Oh, really?
He's like, I know you're straight, but just send me a picture of your junk. I won't send it to anyone. It's great. Does wonders for my ego. God bless him.
Does he get one?
No, he does not. But
why?
He hasn't caught me at a low enough point yet.
Why? Why? So you want me to give a handy to the cancer man, but you won't give this poor drunk
cancer man is someone in your everyday life.
Yeah.
So. This is just a guy on Twitter who wants to see a dong.
You don't have to put your face
I know how every woman I've ever scored a nude picture off feels like. So trust me, I know how the male mind works. It's just one in a sea of dongs to him.
So what? Give him one. He wants yours.
Maybe one of these days I'll dig up another one and be like, here you go.
No, your own.
Or it'll just be like mine across the monitor showing the Papa's Basement website.
I don't know. I don't know. Somebody sent me theirs and I was...
You did get a wing wang picture.
Yeah, I've only been on there just a few days, so...
Someone cut to the chase. Are they a listener of the show? Is it a friend of mine? You don't have to spoil it beyond that.
No, they aren't.
Oh, God. I wanted to have that power over someone. You will tell 100 people about this show or else.
No, and I was surprised. And he's a nice looking man. You saw his face.
Mm-hmm. Nice little hipster kid. Kind of. Like a grown-up hipster, almost.
Yeah, I mean, he's tall and muscular.
Ooh.
But yeah,
You're tickling my ivories.
He had his happy no-no and his face in it. Nice. And I didn't even ask for that. Like, we weren't even talking about that.
Oh, yeah.
He's just like, hey, how about them Red Sox? Boing!
You literally beat me to it. He was like, hey, what do you think RG3's knee is going to do this year? Here's my penis.
That's what it was. I was surprised.
Here's my hog.
I said, whoa, I was surprised. Yeah, I was surprised. So,
but were you surprised?
Yeah, I was. I was definitely surprised.
Did you find it surprising that you were surprised?
A little bit.
Surprisingly.
Yes. Oh, my. So there's really nothing crazy on there. But I do feel like you kind of got to work it. With the way Twitter works is like everyone is posting every few minutes. It seems like every...
Unless you're me and you care about your followers and you don't want to spam their timeline. But yeah, there's a lot of people.
But I mean, people who, even everyday people, have several hundred followers. You know.
Well, there are people who offer good... Hold on. Let's break up the categories of tweets that I've found in all my years there. You have the genuinely funny tweets.
Yeah.
They get followers that way.
Right.
You have the people that aren't so funny.
Right.
But they do a lot of tweeting and they'll directly talk to the people and kind of cajole them into following. Yeah. You've got the sexy tweets.
Sexy tweets?
Yeah. A lot of people will show some skin. You know what I was surprised that though? Way.
Well, you can go ahead with your list. I'll tell you what I'm surprised with.
Okay, can we just talk at the same time? That'd be great radio.
Absolutely. And go. And we'll wave at those old guys next door.
At the same time. Then you got the people that want to sound profound.
Yeah.
They usually suck.
But do you find yourself that you see, when you say sexy tweets, is it just as many men doing sexy tweets as women doing sexy tweets?
Oh, it's almost all girls. But every so often, guys will just be like, guys try to be nonchalant about it, which is much more annoying. The average woman will be like, look what I just bought. And then you'll cut to a Wonder Bra, like a toy pushed between them. And you're like, okay. I got my attention. A guy will just be like out on the boat with my buddies. And then it's just him in his shorts with shredded abs and stuff. And the guys are completely in a shadowy background. You're just like, oh, you wrecked them of a being.
Yeah. And what else?
The last is the guy or girl that does not care about followers whatsoever. And just constantly is checking in from Foursquare.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's annoying.
And their every update is like, I'm eating delicious treats at such and such. You just want to smack them hard.
I think it's just the nature of the people that I chose to follow, that it's kind of by like interest or whatever. The people that are following or that follow me, they all tend to be kind of in the funny category, I guess. So I don't really get any of those inspirational type things, you know. Where, climb every mountain and you'll have sunshine or whatever. I don't know. I don't really get those people.
We need a bunch out. I'm hungry. Me so hungry.
But everyone's been nice. But the people that from the show that have been on
who
there.
Who can follow you at Allison Frank, AllisonFrank. Go on.
Well, they've been helpful. They send me some direct messages and tell me how I can, make my Twitter experience better.
Oh.
Without
dick pics. I thought you were going to say bring them to climax with just your mouth.
No, I haven't. No. They haven't asked for that.
Oh, okay. I'm a little disappointed, but sure.
Oh, my.
Yeah. All right. Well, Allison, let's punch out of here.
Okay, let's go.
We've done 2 hours of magic.
Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah. Okay. That is what we're calling magic these days.
All right. I'm good.
I just said how they can get a hold of you. Twitter, me, John Papa Giorgio. You want me? It's at Papa's Basement. Show's website, inpapasbasement.com. Go there. Please do it. And click on the iTunes subscription link at the top.
Yeah.
And then subscribe. That's all you have to do. You can listen to the show all the rest of the time through the website. And we do 2 episodes of it every Monday, every Thursday.
Yeah.
Hour long. Hour, 1 hour of magic.
Wow. I feel God,
you're so
special.
Out of it. You're yeah. so tapped out. When did you stop caring? There was a time the show was good and you cared. And then
that's
you stopped.
You don't just give me that Kobayashi thing.
The Kobayashi Maru. Yes.
You gave me before we came here.
So I won't feed you next time. That's what you're saying.
No, you have to feed me, but you don't feed me a bunch of empty sponges that expand in my stomach.
All right, we're going to get out of here. Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. Till the next time.
Peace out.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.